Adrian Ionescu is the father of two young children. He began to question his parenting skills when issues arose while dealing with his two-year-old son.
We saw a couple of attachment problems when we were dropping my son off to the daycare. And then I personally struggled with interacting with him. Sometimes I didn't know how to play with him. I felt like I was imposing my thought patterns on him and so on. So I definitely wanted to find a little bit more inspiration around how to just observe and let him be himself.
Ionescu sought help from Sandy Blackard. She's the founder of Language of Listening, a method of retraining the way parents communicate with their kids.
It's like basic communication 101 for interactions between people. It's the ability to step into another person's perspective and really see the world from their side. And we do that by coming into the moment through saying what you see.
Hera Kutz is the assistant director at the University of Texas Child Development Center. She says listening is a good start.
There's a couple of basic things that all fall under the area of respect. When you respect a child just as you would want to be respected as an adult, the lines of communication really open up.
How much time do you plan on playing your video game tonight?
Maybe an hour.
And you have about an hour's worth of homework, too?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost at your bedtime at this point.
No.
You still need to take a shower? What
yeah.
do you mean no?
The big issue in my world these days revolves around my 14-year-old son spending too much time playing video games. Sandy Blackard says video games aren't the problem, but rather it's me. She suggests I change my view of video games because they could actually be beneficial to my son.
This is the one place in a child's world where they can be guaranteed to experience success. This is an incredibly valuable experience for this child. Once you understand what the need is behind these games and why they're playing it so much, now I can come in and go, wow, you really, you know, you feel powerful when you're playing this game, or, you know, you really need a place where you know that you can, like, win and you can feel really competent about something. All right, you can do that in these video games. Must be someplace else you can do this as well.
Hera Kutz with the university's Child Development Center says there are many ways to find that place for your child. The key is to listen and validate their feelings. It may be something you already do with a spouse, a coworker, or a friend, but it also works with children, too. Julie Moody, KUT News.